Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
You may wonder and ask yourself, why is it that I'd want to find out about what is consumer behavior and how consumer behavior continues to affect you and me? Well, consider the fact that consumer behavior is a great indication of where the economy is going. And as I mentioned earlier on, APSA, the APSA Consumer Conference will be taking place at the Cape Town International Convention Center. Joining us this morning is Rod Salmon, retail and consumer analyst at Barclays Africa. Good morning to you, Rod.
Good morning, Abs. How are you today?
Rod, thank you. I'm fine. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. It's just early in the morning.
Thank you, by the way, for waking up and joining us so early in the morning. But, Rod, without wasting any time, you are hosting a conference at the CTICC. Can you tell us all a little bit more about the conference?
Yes, well, APSA obviously is a leading bank and consumers are our lifeblood. And so what we've seen and what I've seen through my research is that over the past 25 years, consumption has been the driver of our economy. We haven't really had any real fixed income formation. That's investment in infrastructure, except leading up to the World Cup. Government spending has remained fairly constant at 20% of GDP. And it's really been the consumer that has driven the growth in the economy over the past 20 years. And that's really been as a result of an increase in employment, which has mainly been in government, increasing the civil service quite substantially. And what happened was that when you give people middle-income jobs and so on, they go and take out credit. So the credit boom that we've had over the past 20 years has really driven consumption. That's meant that exports have been lower than imports because we haven't had the manufacturing base. And really what that's done is people have, over the past 20 years, taken out much more credit than they should have. That's driven consumption. We've now reached the end of that road, and consumer patterns are changing. So we think that we've gone through a structural change in the South African economy where consumption can no longer, without underlying government policies for economic growth, other than consumption, such as having a solid manufacturing base, such as having a good schooling system to generate employees into the workforce that are trained appropriately. Without that, we can't really grow the economy that fast. And therefore, what we're doing is we're looking at how consumers are changing their habits, what patterns are coming through, and how companies can survive in a lower growth environment. And really, there's only three ways that retail companies or consumer companies can survive. They've either got to take more market share from their competitors, they've got to make themselves more efficient, you know, basically increasing their operating efficiencies because their top line's not growing, or they've got to diversify into other markets geographically or other markets product-wise. And we've seen all of those sort of things happen. But one of the things that we have seen, and we've conducted some bespoke research for this conference, which we're releasing this morning, which involves going out and speaking to consumers, mainly in the middle and lower class, because that's where the bulk of people live. So if you have the low income group, 41% of the population live in that group, and then you've got 58% in the middle group. There's really very few in the top end, but the top end still control or still have about 42% of the asset wealth. And we've seen a huge reduction in the asset wealth of consumers as interest rates have risen, as credit has dried up, and people have been using pensions and so on to supplement and savings to supplement incomes. They've been trading down. They've been starting to become, particularly over the last year with high food inflation, although that's coming down now. You've seen a spending shift from durables and non-durables, that's cars and washing machines and TVs, and also clothing, onto food just to survive. And what our research has shown is that people are under considerable stress, financial stress, and that changes behavior, and retailers and consumer companies have to be aware of that. So what we've had is we've had various presentations from companies, from Unilever to retailers, telling us how they are faring in this new lower growth environment. But we've also had some fairly influential economists and so on, Professor Harun Bharat from UCT, talking about the challenges that consumers are facing at the moment. So it's been a very interesting conference, and we are trying to understand how companies can survive in low growth environments like this and what the consumption patterns are.
22 minutes past five. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. Joining me on the line is Rod Salmon, who is the retail and consumer analyst at Barclays Africa, talking to us about a conference, the ABSA Consumer Conference that is kicking off at the CTICC, and just explaining to us what the conference is all about. And to you listening at home, I mean, do you understand your consumer behavior at home? Have you been attending some of conferences such as this? Would love to find out from you. 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. Rod, bringing it back to you, it almost sounds like I shouldn't be asking the question, but you know, for ABS sitting in the studio, for listeners listening to the show right now, the question is, why should I even be attending the conference? But I think from your explanation, you sort of explained why it is that you would want to be involved in this. But in terms of your target audience for this conference, are we talking businesses, or is it open to everyone?
No, it's mainly been done for businesses, and these businesses are either commercial businesses, so they are retailers, they're consumer companies, they are manufacturers, and it's also for the investment community. So we are targeting investors, fund managers. So these are the big investors, such as the Coronations, the Old Mutuals, the Sun Alums, who are investing your consumers and your listeners' pensions. So they're coming to try and understand where they should be putting that money, how they should be investing it. And we have some international investors out here as well, looking at South Africa from a investment destination. And these are fund management investors. So they're coming and saying, I've got so much money to put into, from all that I've got to put into the emerging markets. I'd like to invest in South Africa. Which companies should I invest in? Which ones are doing better? And they want to understand the consumer behavior, because it is 60% of all GDP. The consumer is a big part of the GDP in this country, and you have to understand the consumer to understand where you should invest. So it's not really we aren't targeting the man on the street as such. It's at a level where businesses are coming to try and understand how they should adapt their businesses. It's fund managers coming to understand where they should be investing, which consumer companies, which retailers, which manufacturers are doing better, adapting their businesses better, and trying to invest their money in those areas.
And just to that, Rod, what are some of the front-running ideas in terms of getting consumers to consume again?
I think it's going to be very difficult, because everyone is very financially stressed. Credit is not available. And, you know, we have to, in this country, lend credit responsibly. And I think that's one thing that maybe the government has done very, very well, is that they have restricted credit. They have tried to act as soon as they could to prevent what happened in the United States and the rest of the world, where you had a credit meltdown. We haven't had that. Yes, there is stress, and we have probably borrowed too much. But the consumer is in a much better state from a borrowing position than maybe people are in the rest of the world, particularly the developed world. But we do have a differential in borrowing. So the low-income people have much more expensive borrowing than the people at the top, because of the type of things that they've borrowed to buy. So at the top, you've had people buying assets. If you go and get a mortgage at 7-8%, it's much cheaper than actually if you go and spend on your credit card, or go and take out an unsecured loan at 20 or 30%. And therefore, the type of loans and type of spending that has happened is different across the income bands. So retailers and consumer companies need to understand which market they're targeting, how indebted that market is, what the buying preferences are in those markets. And we've got a very, very good presentation today to try and help them understand that from Levo Mosheka from Pashizi. Pashizi is a research company that specializes in the black market, the black consumer market. And he's an expert in helping companies to understand how they should be targeting the black consumer market, which is now significantly bigger than any other market in the country.
It is a it's an own topic of its own, that one, and it's one that we're looking to cover in the future. But speaking to that, unfortunately, Rod, we're running out of time. But I'm thinking, I'm a small business owner, I'm a huge business owner, I'm someone that's interested in the conference. How do I get a how do I get there? What are the times? Well, how much am I paying? And so on.
It starts at 8:30. It's been held at the Cape Town Conference Center. And if you're a client of ABSA, you can attend for free.
And any advice perhaps that you have as parting way, as we're parting ways for our listeners?
I think that the next few years are going to be tough, but there's always opportunity in tough times. And I think that to manage your expenses properly and to make sure that you understand your market are key to having a successful business.
Rod, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and all the best for your conference.
Thank you, Abs. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Rod Salmon, retail and consumer analyst at Barclays Africa, talking to us about the ABSA Consumer Conference that's kicking off at 8 a.m. at 8:30 this morning at the CTICC.